Malpractice insurance is one of the top expenses for a medical practice. But have you ever wondered why that is? Well, today we're going to put on our underwriting hats and talk about the five main ingredients that go into calculating a malpractice premium. Plus, I'm going to give you some tips and tricks on what you can do to help reduce your cost. Stay tuned. Welcome to Malpractice Insights, the show dedicated to helping healthcare professionals understand medical malpractice insurance and providing you with the solutions you need so that you can get back to the work of practicing good medicine. My name is Jennifer Wiggins, CEO of Aegis Malpractice Solutions, and I'm so glad you've joined us today. All right, let's jump in. So just like any other type of insurance policy, malpractice premiums are determined by a variety of factors. Each malpractice insurance carrier has their own unique set of guidelines that tell the underwriter how to price a risk. Premiums are generally calculated by determining the base rate, which is sometimes referred to as the manual rate, and then the price is either credited or debited to account for special risk factors. So for example, if the base rate for a pediatrician in Dallas, Texas is $8,000, the underwriter can adjust the premium up or down from there. So what are the main things an underwriter is looking at when they're calculating your base premium? First, your specialty. Your specialty will be one of the biggest factors in determining your premium. Underwriters will look at your training, your practice experience, and the procedures that you will be performing to come up with your rate. Most specialties have additional classifications to further refine the price based on the type of work that you'll be doing. For example, a family practice doctor could be rated as no surgery, minor surgery, or major surgery if they're doing obstetrics. Non-surgical rates will generally be less than the surgical ones. After specialty, the underwriter is going to look at your practice location. Carriers use rating territories, which are usually state and county driven, to price the coverage based on the claim experience in that particular area. Larger metropolitan areas tend to be priced higher than more rural areas, but each state is different. If you practice in more than one city or state, the underwriter will generally look at your percent of practice in each area to determine the appropriate amount to charge. For example, if you spend 90% of your time in Peoria, Illinois, but you travel to Chicago one day a month for a few cases, the underwriter will likely charge you a higher price because you have exposure in a more litigious area, even if it's only a small percent of your overall practice. The third thing that affects your malpractice premium is the policy type that you choose. There are two types of malpractice insurance that you can buy: claims made and occurrence. Claims made and occurrence policies are priced differently, so your rate will be determined based on which type you choose. If you are quoted a claims made premium, the rate will also take into consideration any prior acts or retroactive exposure that the carrier may be covering for you. Occurrence premiums tend to be a little more expensive on an annual basis. Understanding claims made and occurrence coverage can be a little confusing, so for more information on that topic, click the link in the description for this episode where we'll do a deep dive into the differences between these two policy types. We'll link an episode for you there. Okay, so we've got specialty, practice area, and policy type. Now, the fourth thing that an underwriter is going to look at are your policy limits. Generally speaking, the higher the limits, the higher the price, which only makes sense. It's important that you carry the appropriate amount of coverage, not too much and not too little, in order to make sure that you are paying a fair rate and also not leaving yourself unnecessarily exposed. And finally, the underwriter looks at your effective date to determine the price of your premium. Carriers file their rates on an annual basis, and sometimes those prices change. So, depending on when your policy renews, you will be charged the rate that the carrier currently has filed for that specific time period. For example, if a carrier changes their rates effective today, and your policy date is effective tomorrow, then you'll be subject to those new rates since your effective date falls after the date of the change. Compare that to a doctor whose coverage may have started last week. He will not be subject to the rate change until his next policy renewal. Once the base rate has been determined, the underwriter may apply credits or debits to modify the premium to more accurately price the exposure. So let's recap. The five main things that determine your base premium are your specialty, practice location, policy type, limits, and effective date. But is there anything you can do to get yourself the best rate possible? Is there anything really within your control? Well, the answer to that is absolutely. So here are some of the most common credits or discounts that an underwriter can apply to your premium. First, are you working full-time or part-time? Most carriers have part-time credits that they can apply to reduce your cost if you're averaging a lower number of hours per week. So if your base premium is $10,000, you may get a discount of 25 to 50% off based on the average number of hours worked per week. We also see doctors who work maybe only 1 week a month, or perhaps as a locums provider where they're working every other weekend or on a varied schedule. The underwriter is looking at your average number of hours, so you'll want to clearly explain to your agent how often you're working so that you can get the discount that is right for you. The second most common discount is for new doctors. How long have you been in practice? There are discounts for providers that are just finishing up residency or fellowship training that offer you some significant price breaks. So again, if your premium as an orthopedic surgeon is $25,000 base, you could get 50 to 75% off your first year in practice, which is a nice way for you to save as you're ramping up your practice. Additionally, if you've been in practice for a long time and you've had a good claim history, then you're an excellent risk for the carrier, so they'll be able to give you some premium discounts to reduce your cost as well. Along those same lines, the third credit that you might be eligible for is a loss-free credit or a claim-free credit. Have you had any malpractice claims? Well, the longer you're in practice without having a loss, the more premium credit you'll be eligible to receive. This is usually a tiered credit where you'll get a smaller discount for years 1 to 3 without a loss, and then more of a discount for years 4 to 9, and then a larger discount once you're in practice for 10 years or more with no losses. And just to clarify, most carriers are counting this as a loss-free credit, which means that you could have been named in a nuisance claim or had something frivolous and then even had a claim dismissed, or successfully defended in court. And as long as there wasn't a payment made on your behalf, then it shouldn't affect your ability to get this credit. The fourth thing that you might be eligible for is a society or association membership credit. Are you a member of a medical society or an association that they might have a program for? Well, there are a number of national and state programs that have worked out membership credits, and you want to make sure that you're taking advantage of them wherever they are available. These discounts are usually smaller, maybe 3 to 5%, but every little bit helps to reduce your costs on your malpractice premiums. And finally, you might be eligible for a risk management credit. Have you recently taken a risk management course in the last year? Or would you be willing to take one with them? Well, most carriers offer premium discounts after you successfully complete a risk management course with them. This is something that not only reduces your cost, but it also gives you helpful information on how to lower your risk and be a safer provider. One final note on credits, though. Malpractice insurance carriers do have a maximum credit threshold. They can stack credits. So, for example, you could get both a loss-free credit and a risk management credit, but they are subject to a max credit restriction. So you can't get a part-time credit of 50% and a loss-free credit of 25% and a 10% risk management credit on top of that. Each company is different, but usually you'll be capped at around 50 to 60% off in total credits that can actually be applied to your premium. When you compare quotes from carriers, be sure to look at all of the rating criteria across the board to make sure that it's an apples-to-apples comparison. As you can see, there are a variety of factors that may have an impact on your rate, and we want to make sure that you're getting the best price possible. If you have any questions on this topic, or you want to make sure that you're covered appropriately, click the link in the description box below where you can connect with us via phone, email, or chat today. And if you're listening, please visit us online at aegismalpractice.com. That's A-E-G-I-S, malpractice.com. And don't forget that our mailbag link is now live on our website. So if you have a question that you'd like me to answer here on the podcast, check out that link below where you can drop us a line and ask your question. Or schedule a quick 10-minute phone call for a personal consultation to discuss your unique insurance needs. This is Jennifer Wiggins. Thanks for joining us.